Whoa, Johnny Mac, what's going on here? What's all this different music? Well, welcome to Comedy Pub Quiz. I've been on a trivia kick. Shout out to the guys at Best Men Trivia, where I hang out at the bar every Wednesday and play their game. And since it was a quiet week, I thought we would play comedy trivia today. I'm going to ask you 10 questions. You're going to answer them while you're driving your car or listening to the podcast or whatever it is you do on your end. I'll ask questions, you answer. Are you ready? I'll start you off easy here for 5 points. What comedian was best known for his rant on the 7 words you can't say on TV? This comedian known for his rant on the 7 words you can't say on TV. Is it Richard Pryor, George Carlin, or Eddie Murphy? This next one's a little harder. 10 points. Question number 2. What name appears on Fogel's fake ID in the 2000 movie Superbad? No multiple choice this time. What name appears on Fogel's fake ID in the 2007 movie Superbad? Number 3, for 5 more points, which of these sitcom families lived at 1313 Mockingbird Lane? Is it the Munsters, the Partridge Family, the Addams Family, or the Honeymooners? Who lived at 1313 Mockingbird Lane? The Munsters, the Partridge Family, the Addams Family, or the Honeymooners? You should get this next one for 5 points. Question number 4. Who was the first person to say live from New York, it's Saturday night? Live from New York, it's Saturday night. First said by this person on October 11th, 1975. Who said live from New York, it's Saturday night first? Question number 5. For 10 points, who said this? There's no such thing as soy milk, it's just soy juice. Who said there's no such thing as soy milk, it's just soy juice? Is it Louis Black, Chris Rock, or Ricky Gervais? Who said there's no such thing as soy milk, it's just soy juice? Louis Black, Chris Rock, or Ricky Gervais? I bet you don't know. Maybe this is a little too easy. How about for 20 points? 20 points for question number 6. What comedian got her start in stand-up at a Coors Light Super Talent Showcase in Washington? Looking for the comedian that got her start in stand-up at a Coors Light Super Talent Showcase in Washington. Is it A, Amy Schumer, B, Wanda Sykes, or C, Whitney Cummings? She got her start at a Coors Light Super Talent Showcase in Washington. Is it Amy Schumer, Wanda Sykes, or Whitney Cummings? All right, let me give you an easy one here for 5 points. What comedian said, I used to do drugs. I still do, but I used to too. Was it A, Dimitri Martin, B, Mitch Hedberg, C, Ron White, D, Doug Benson? Who was it that said, I used to do drugs, I still do, but I used to too? All right. Dimitri Martin, Mitch Hedberg, Ron White, or Doug Benson? For 10 points, name this comedian. This comedian was a pop singer and half of the duo Sayona Dancing. They had a single back in the 80s called More to Lose. The group broke up in 1984 after releasing only 2 singles. The second single was called Bitter Heart. Who was half of the duo Sayona Dancing? This comedian, a pop singer in the 1980s. Name him. For 10 more points, I love my classic comedy. This comedian was best known for his impressions of John F. Kennedy. A comedian known for his impressions of John F. Kennedy. After the Kennedy assassination, Lenny Bruce joked, man, is this comedian effed. Who was known for impressions of John F. Kennedy? And the 10th and final question for 25 points. I don't know if you're going to know this one. In 2016, this comedian ran 27 marathons in 27 days for the charity Sport Relief, raised more than £1.35 million. This comedian ran 707 miles in South Africa. What comedian ran 27 marathons in 27 days in 2016? Name her. How do you think he did? Answer's coming up after the break. This episode might have been the worst idea ever, but I'm having a good time. I hope you're enjoying it. Are you ready for answers on Comedy Pub Quiz? Number 1, what comedian was best known for his rant on the 7 words you can't say on TV? George Carlin, of course. Number two, what name appears on Fogel's fake ID in the 2007 movie Superbad? I hope you got this one, because you're going to be mad once I tell you who it was. McLovin. Yes, yes, yes. Number three, which of these sitcom families lived at 1313 Mockingbird Lane? It was not the Honeymooners. It was not the Addams Family. It was not the Partridge Family. It's the Munsters. The Munsters ran from 1964 to 1966. They lived in a castle-like house they thought was normal. Their neighbors believed it was creepy. Number four, who was the first person to say "Live from New York, it's Saturday night"? Live from New York, it's Saturday night, said by Chevy Chase, October 11th, 1975. Number five, who said "There's no such thing as soy milk, it's just soy juice"? Was it Chris Rock? Nope. Was it Ricky Gervais? Nope. It was Louis Black. "There's no such thing as soy milk, it's just soy juice." This next one was hard. I only know it because I put the quiz together. What comedian got her start and stand up at a Coors Light Super Talent Showcase in Washington? Amy Schumer? Nope. Whitney Cummings seems plausible. Nope. It was Wanda Sykes, who performed for the first time in front of a live audience at the Coors Light Super Talent Showcase. Now, surely you got this next one. Who used to do drugs? I still do, but I used to too. Who said that? Was it famous stoner Doug Benson? Ron White? No, he drinks. Dimitri Martin? No. It was, of course, Mitch Hedberg. All right. Number eight, who was half of Sayona Dancing, the 1980s pop band? Their single "More to Lose" released when Ricky Gervais was 22. It became a teen anthem in the Philippines. The group split up in 1984 after releasing only two singles. The second single was called "Bitter Heart." "More to Lose" is, quote, a cultural landmark in the Philippines. Ricky Gervais told the Philippine Daily Inquirer, "I'm almost glad it didn't quite work out. I'd be dead now." Number nine, the comedian best known for his impressions of John F. Kennedy was Von Mader. The guy's whole career was doing a great impression of John F. Kennedy. The best compliment I've ever heard about Von Mader is when you hear John F. Kennedy's voice in your head, you're not actually hearing Kennedy, you're hearing Von Mader do it in that Mayor Quimby kind of style. It was Lenny Bruce who said, "Man, is Von Mader effed." And this comedian, she ran 27 marathons in 27 days for Sport Relief back in 2016. Who is she? She raised more than 1.35 million pounds. Pounds was a clue, and my use of the pronoun she was a bit of a misleader to you. Eddie Izzard, now using the pronouns she. Eddie ran 27 marathons in 27 days back in 2016. I hope you enjoyed Comedy Pub Quiz. If you did, I can do this again. Let me know on the social media. Facebook group is Daily Comedy News Facebook group. The Instagram is at Daily Comedy News. I had a lot of fun and some quality weekend filler. Normal episode tomorrow. Follow the podcast on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your shows. See you tomorrow.